Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You didn't have any clients or anybody you knew that were affected by this cyber outage, this IT failure and with the airlines last week?
No, luckily, touch wood, I have not had any issues. I did have a client that was scheduled to go to Cancun with WestJet, but they actually left 4 minutes early, so I'm grateful for that. It's surprising how our world centers around technology, and it can just affect so many aspects of our life, work and personal.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's really unbelievable how we are tied to technology, no matter what it is. If you want to see a panic, just watch the debit go down or the ATM machines go down in a store and you see massive panic. But nothing like we saw with the airlines. So let's just rehash what happened.
Right. So the outage began on Thursday night, which was July 18th, and went into Friday morning after a faulty software upgrade from a cyber security company, CrowdStrike, to more than 8 million Microsoft computers around the world. And then it was revealed that it was a bug because that was able to get out in the world because of a failure of its quality control mechanism. So air passengers worldwide faced delays, flight cancellations, and headaches checking in as airports and airlines were caught up in this outage. And it also affected industries like from banks to media. And, you know, it's back in the day when I started in travel, we used to handwrite tickets. And with this software going inoperative, some travelers were issued handwritten boarding passes, which is like really, you know, going back in the day.
Nobody knew what was going on, really. You know, you go to the airport, nobody could tell you anything because they didn't know.
And out of, you know, 110,000 scheduled commercial flights on Friday, 5,000 were canceled globally, according to a global aviation analytics for Cirium. And then it's just particularly sensitive, the aviation industry, because they rely so much on closely coordinated schedules run by air traffic control. The disruption affected systems using calculating aircraft weight, check-ins, communicating with crew in the air, which was a little scary, and its call centers. So lots of ripple effects to this.
I guess the good news, if there was any of this, is that it didn't really affect the flying of aircraft. It was the ground operations. And you're right about handwriting tickets. I could remember a day where you used to get your ticket and it would be like a triplicate copy and one yeah. person would would rip one part and the other person would rip another part. And so, yeah, talk about going back to the old days. And Delta seemed to be the one that was really, really affected by this in North America.
Right. Yeah. They're one of the hardest hit, with up to 36% of its flights canceled, according to FlightWare. Now, you know, as it stands right now, they're slowly getting back to normal, which is good. In Canada, Toronto-based Porter Airlines said all its flights were canceled till about early afternoon, and then they were slowly restoring it by Friday afternoon. Europe was affected. Like Ryanair, for example, 38% of its scheduled flights were delayed. And even airlines that were not directly affected said that they would, you know, they had to deal with all the delays due to the global nature of the disruption. So, yeah, we're all circuitous in many ways. So when it affects one, it affects another, because they're trying to deal with trying to reaccommodate passengers.
Yeah, it's the triple down effect. Is there any compensation available from this? And I'm going to ask the $1 million question. What can we do? I'm supposed not much. Like we really are hostage to technology now, aren't we?
Yes, because unlike in Europe, there's no legal requirement that airlines have to compensate passengers for lengthy delays. It's so
It's not clear if the IT issue would be deemed an airline cause delay or not. So that has to be looked at. In Europe, airlines are required to compensate passengers for delay of more than 3 hours, but it's unclear to what extent it would be legally held responsible. So the airlines have to prove that the outage was an extraordinary circumstance to not compensate passengers. So I think what I was looking at the article about Delta, they were, perhaps giving their SkyMiles points, more points, travel vouchers. But again, you have to go back to your airline and hopefully you book through your travel agent because they can help guide you with regards to what they've been told from airlines with regards to what they can or the avenues that they can do to go after compensation if they were affected.
Well, and it's again, it just goes back to it really is a crapshoot flying these days. And you know, I guess it's one thing if you're flying for business or for a job or something like that, but if it's a family vacation that you take once every 5 years and suddenly, whoop, there it goes. Again, the question that we always ask is, would travel insurance help in this case?
Well, you always get insurance that covers you for travel interruption and disruption and cancellation. So that is an area that your trip would have been interrupted, right? So you might have incurred additional hotel costs, or maybe you had to go back and forth, like to the airport, so transportation costs. So that would be something that I would claim against, in the insurance I purchased because, these incremental costs can escalate, and it's out of your control.
Well, and just the cost itself to the airlines alone, it's in the millions and millions of dollars of all the cancellations and lost revenue and future lost revenue, because if they're giving air miles away and flight vouchers, there's a dollar attached to everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And airfares as it stands is increasing in price. So this will only add to the future cost of your ticket.
Well, here's to better flying ahead. If we
Yes,
can
absolutely.
wish such a thing. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.